What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 102. All right. So today I want to talk with you a little bit about what will happen when the fight comes to your doorstep. Not if, it always does. Just never know what that fight's going to be, but it will. It'll show up there sooner or later. So what are you going to do about it? Had a crazy experience this week I want to tell you about, and I think it'll make more sense. Also, too, something really cool happened. So, new little partnership we got going on here on the Primal King Podcast. Y'all know, you all love Black Rifle Coffee Company, right? Actually founded by a guy who lives, or grew up, I should say, a couple hours north of me. And have a lot of great coffee, a lot of different products on there. So anyways, when you go on there and you go to check out, when you're buying your stuff online at blackriflecoffee.com, put in the primal the promo code of Primal King. Again, when you go to blackriflecoffee.com, put in the promo code Primal King, and you will see 20% magically disappear from the price of your order. So make sure, go on there, you get 20% off when you buy the stuff that you're probably already buying, the coffee, whatever it is, and hey, might as well save yourself a little bit of money using that promo code Primal King. Also, lastly, if you haven't already, I keep asking you, you got to go to crossoutmeats.com, get on that subscription list, make sure that every single month you get that awesome mountain raised, it's hard to even explain it. A friend of mine was telling me how his daughter ate some of the Crosso meat and was like, that's the best stuff ever. And then got some store-bought meat after that and like wouldn't even eat it. So take it from the advice of a kid, right? They're always going to be honest about it. So go to crossomeats.com. If you're not going to subscribe, at least give it a try. And I know that you'll love it so much, you'll end up coming back. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another solo episode of the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you on board. All right, so I wanted to talk with you all about something that happened to me this week. Now, I'm going to preface this a little bit by saying that one of the challenges of having a podcast, this again, just being real, one of the challenges of having a podcast is knowing the line of what do I talk about, what do I share, and what do I maybe keep completely personal or private. I don't know that I'm good at that. I kind of view myself as being a pretty open book. Like, I don't really like to keep a bunch of secrets. And so I think when it comes to the podcast a little bit, it's like I kind of view you, listening to this as a friend. I maybe don't even know you. You might be literally looking at some of the stats that I see in a different part of the world, for that matter, and I never will meet you. But I always kind of want this podcast to almost be like I'm talking to a friend, right? Like I'm going to be open. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to put myself out there, probably going to get judged. But one of the reasons why I struggle with this line is because I never want this podcast to destroy relationships, right? Like I never want me to be, I guess, maybe so open to the point to where it actually is harmful to like personal relationships. And so that is, I think, sometimes the line to straddle, if you will. Like some things, it's like if me and my wife get in a big fight, the last thing I want to do is be like, all right, guys, you should see what my wife did. No, like there's like some stuff has to be private, right? And that kind of leads me into this week's topic, which is what happens if the fight comes to your doorstep. And so two of the probably most common messages that I get on social media are, number one, What do we do? Okay. So what do we do about some of the things that are happening that we don't agree with? That's one of them, right? So like I'll get messages and it'll be like, yeah, like I totally agree, but like, what do we do about this? Right. And then the second, probably most common thing that I get is like, thank you for saying the things that I believe in, but I'm not able to say. right? Like, I don't even know how many messages I've gotten over the last couple of years, especially doing the Primal King podcast and putting content out on social media of people being like, thank you so much for saying this stuff. Like, I can't say it, but like, thank you for doing it. And then again, like the other side of that is, you know, people asking like, okay, yeah, like I understand we don't want this, but like, what do we do about it? So this actually hit really, really close to home this week, because my philosophy on that is that first off, like if you want things to change, you have to like be the change, right? Like you have to maybe voice your opinion in uncomfortable situations. You have to maybe be willing to, I don't know, lose a job, right? Like upset a family member or friend with what you believe in. Like if you're convicted in what you believe, sometimes that leads to confrontation. It just does. And so all of this kind of comes together this week for me where, so it ended up in like a text message group, and it was someone, you know, and these people are all people that I know and that I would say I love, you know, they're people that I love. And so it actually was a news story about there only being a couple of available ICU beds here in Idaho where I live. And it was like, you know, this is disturbing. But then in the group, it kind of took on like a condescending tone almost after that. And the people in this group know that we have made the personal choice, at least at this time, to not be vaccinated. Okay. There's a number of different reasons for that with our age and our health and the likelihood of us dying from it. Like, again, I don't want this to turn into a pro-vax or an anti-vax conversation. I'm not looking to have that on this podcast. What I'm saying is, just to give you context, like the reason why this happened is because these particular individuals know that we've chosen not to, at least again at this point, get the vaccine. Now, I'm always open to new information, but I've tried to research my opinion on this, and I've tried to think about things logically and not emotionally out of fear, and decide whether or not for me and my family with our age, our health, all of that type of stuff, if it's the best fit. And I think that is the way these medical decisions should work, right? Like I kind of view it to where no one knows your body as well as you do. And so if you want the vaccine based upon that, great. I fully encourage you to do it. If you don't, great. Like either way, life is risky, right? And so whether there's a risk of adverse side effects or whether there's not, whether there's a risk of dying from COVID, whether there's not as much, like those are all decisions that each of us, I feel like, should ultimately be able to make. So back to this message, and it kind of turned into a very condescending conversation. It wasn't like, you know, trying to understand maybe why you and, you know, your family isn't getting vaccinated. It wasn't like a let's, you know, talk about this. It kind of turned into, you know, comments like, oh, so sad that this all could have been avoided. And, you know, maybe if people were open to real news, they would do it rather than heading to the feed store, obviously making a joke around the ivermectin stuff that, you know, the horse dewormer or whatever that they say might work. I don't know if it does or not, whatever. Anyways, the conversation turned very negative and very condescending and in my opinion, very disrespectful, very fast. And so then it kind of leads me back to what I started with, the questions that people ask. Thank you for standing up, or, you know, the comments that I hear. Thank you for standing up for and saying the things that I believe in, but maybe can't say. And also, what do we do? And so here's what happened when I first seen the messages start going in this group, was my first response was to do nothing, right? Like my first reaction was like, you know what? It's not worth it. Like I'm not willing to potentially ruin relationships or anything like that over a couple of disrespectful comments. And then I sat there with it and I sat there with it and I sat there with it. And I was like, you know, I don't feel like this is right. Like, I don't feel like not just the fact that maybe, we're looking at this whole vaccine thing a little different than the people in this message. I don't think the way that this conversation is going is right. I don't like being talked that way, talked to that way. I don't like being treated that way. I one of my biggest pet peeves are people that are condescending and treat you like you're stupid or you're uneducated. When in fact, like they have no idea, the research maybe that I've done or for that matter in any situation, like just being condescending, like just don't be a jerk, right? Like that's the way I look at it. Just don't be a jerk to people. Like don't be condescending to people. It's just not a good look. Don't be disrespectful to people. It's not a good look. It never really ends well. And so the longer I sat with it, and you know, I'm talking with my wife through this, and it's like, you know what, I'm going to respond to it. And her first thought is like, oh, I don't know if you should. And I was like, no, I think I should, but I don't want this to be emotional, right? Like, I don't want my response to just simply be like, I'm pissed off, screw you guys, and whatever. I more wanted it to be like, here's what I believe, here's why I believe it, and I don't like the way that this conversation has gone. So it's like, I wanted to make sure a couple of things were covered in that conversation, which is, I don't appreciate, the condescending talk. I don't like the fact that I feel like this turned very disrespectful very fast. And like, here's why we've made the decision that we have. And hopefully you respect that. And so again, after a while, I was like, you know what? I am going to respond. Because what was happening to me, and I'm sure each and every one of you have felt this, is when you feel convicted about something and you go against it, it almost like creates anxiety around it. It creates sometimes like just this like, ugh, like what do I do? And then you're torn. And then I think a lot of people will end up suppressing this. I know for a big part of my life, I have, it's like, nope, just kind of go along to get along. Right. Just don't worry about it. It'll go away if we just don't deal with it or just move on. We don't want to make somebody mad. And then I was like, you know what? This goes against literally everything that I feel like I stand for. Just kind of the go along to get along. Like, I don't agree with that philosophy. I really don't. Like, I think a lot of really bad things happen because people kind of get a herd mentality or go along to get along type of thing, right? And so I sat with it and I was like, okay, I want to do this very unemotional though. Because again, like so many dumb arguments and literally like people losing friends over emotional arguments on social media. And so it's like, I don't want it to be that. I don't want to get into some bad, like emotional argument or debate. Like I'm not looking to debate anybody. Like just leave me alone. That's the way I look at it. Right. Like just let me make my own decisions. That's all I ask. Just leave me alone. And when it was clear that this group wasn't going to leave me alone, it was like, okay, what do I do now? So I've taught my kids and I've talked to you guys about it before. Like if somebody's doing something that you feel like is wrong, it's almost like our duty to make sure that we don't go along with that. Right? Like if you're getting bullied, like I tell my kids all the time, like if you're getting bullied and some kid like punches you, punch him back, right? Like stand up for yourself. And as you get older, hopefully you don't have to maybe use like violence to stand up for yourself, but there are other situations that we get in to where you need to stand up for yourself because it's no different than the bully punching you and you just cowering down and avoiding the conflict. Like you may have to stand up and punch the bully in the face. And that was kind of the direction that I felt like this thread was going in. So I'm sitting there thinking like, okay, yeah, I could just let it go, right? Just let them make their condescending comments and just move on. But I was like, man, like who am I like from an alignment standpoint to not let them know that I don't agree with this? I don't think this is right. And I just kept telling my wife that. I was like, I don't think this is right. I don't think this is right. Now, I'm not sitting here trying to like tell you how good of a person I am and how great a character and I'm willing to stand up for what I believe in, right? Like, it's not about that. What it is about, though, is that I feel like if enough people stood up and said, I don't agree with this and I'm not okay with it, maybe we would see some of this craziness stop. Maybe we wouldn't see, you know, grown men being able to use a little girl's bathroom. Right. And I know that's an extreme case. It's not happening anywhere, but like that stuff is able to happen now in certain places. Right. Like maybe we wouldn't have our kids going to school and having them taught that they're racist simply for being white. Right. Like stuff like that. There has to be a stand somewhere. And I know that a lot of us were busy. Right. We're trying to build businesses or we've got jobs that are demanding and we've got, you know, families to raise. We have, all these other things going on. And in the meantime, some of these crazies just keep pushing this stuff, right? Like there's literally talk in part of Australia right now. And I know that some of you in Australia listen to this, but there's talk in one of the states or provinces or whatever of doing like facial recognition to where you actually have to check in and take a picture of where you're at to prove that you're home. So you're staying safe from COVID. Like this stuff is insanity and it's in a different country. So us here in the US, like we look at that, that would never happen here. Well, all it takes is for enough people to not do anything and to just turn the cheek, right? Or to not voice their opinion until stuff like that actually happens. Okay, like that's how this stuff actually snowballs into craziness like what's going on in parts of Australia. Like that is just insanity to me. How does it happen? Well, you don't stand up for yourself. You make it too comfortable for people with power to be able to take more power. Just like the bully, right? The bully will continue bullying you until you punch him in the face. Now, maybe he beats the crap out of you, but you know what? There's resistance now. He knows the next time he picks on you, hey, you might be willing to get your butt kicked, but you are at least going to fight back. You aren't just going to take it. And so again, that brings me back to this conversation of what do I do in this moment? So I did respond and I tried to make it very logical. I tried to make it very concise, just like, hey, I don't appreciate being talked this way. I feel like it's very disrespectful and condescending. Here's why we've chosen at this point not to get vaccinated. I'm always open-minded. I'm always looking at new information, right? Like I'm open to any possibilities. I try never to be completely married to anything. But for me and my family, I feel like this is the best decision. I ask that you respect it. Not looking to debate, but I do feel like I kind of got cornered here and I needed to respond. And there's a couple of messages that were pretty benign after that, but I never responded back after that. Because again, I wasn't looking for an argument. I wasn't looking for a debate, but I also wanted to make these people understand that I don't feel like it was right what they did. And I believe kind of coming back to the two of the most common messages that I get, which is thank you for saying the things that I can't say. And what do we do? Well, first off, say the things you feel like you can't say. If you feel like you're going to lose your job because you're being true to who you are, then maybe you need a different job. And this could probably be a whole different podcast episode, but there's so many of us that are so tied to our job that we're willing to do anything just to keep it. And I get it. Like we have to pay our bills. We have to keep a roof on our head. And so we almost get trapped, right? Like we get these handcuffs to where we're so tied to, you know, bills and consumption and everything else that we feel like we have to keep a job, even though maybe they're mandating us to do something we don't want to do. And that's a sad place to be, my friends. Like I'm not trying to force judgment on anybody, but that's a tough spot to be in. Because do you really have freedom at that point? Do you have any type of freedom if you can't even say what you believe in? That's not freedom at all. Like that's literally like worse than being a prisoner. Like at least prisoners can say what they want to say, right? They may not be able to go where they want to go, but they can pretty much in prison say whatever the hell you want to say. So like if you're someone who is asking that question, what can I do? Or if you're someone who is like, thank you for saying the things that I want to say, but I don't feel like I'm able to. I mean, I don't want this to sound harsh, but like, look, you're part of the problem. You really are. Because if enough rational people, right? And I'm not talking about the crazies on any side of this, right? I'm not talking about some of the wacko people on one side or the wacko people on the other, but if enough normal, everyday, rational people actually voiced their opinions and stood up for the stuff that isn't right, this stuff would end, right? Like if you're someone who believes like, hey, I know COVID is real, but I also don't believe the government should tell me I have to hole up in my house or my apartment for the next year and I'm going to move about freely. Well, if enough people do that, guess what? The lockdowns are going away, right? Like if enough people are like, I am over this stuff, I am willing to go out there and potentially contract COVID in order for me to have freedom of movement, then I believe you should be doing that. Yeah, I mean, there's so many examples of this that it's just like frustrating to me. It's frustrating to me because I feel like, and even going to this conversation, like I had that same feeling of I should just not say anything because it would be easier and there would be no confrontation if I just delete the messages and just move on with my life. But then I'm like, no, like you have to stand up for what's right. And again, we all have different opinions of what's right. Maybe what's right for you is to get the vaccine and to shelter in place and to wear a mask everywhere you go. I will never tell you and be condescending to you. But yeah, I'll never tell you that you're wrong, right? Like I disagree with that, but I'm never going to be like, oh, you're such an idiot because you wear a mask everywhere you go and you're an idiot for getting a vaccine and you're dummy for doing this or that. Like, no, to each their own. If you want to wear a mask everywhere you go, you want to drive down the road in a mask by yourself. I mean, that one kind of, I wonder about like mental capability at that point. But I mean, if you want to do that, so be it. If you want to not get a vaccine, I think you should be allowed to not get a vaccine, right? Like, I don't think anyone should compel you or mandate you to put something into your body that you don't choose to. Because again, like, where does that lead to? Because I could make the argument, well, maybe if so many people weren't morbidly obese and ate sugar every day, all day, maybe they wouldn't be in the ICU for all the other problems that that causes, right? Like maybe if people didn't smoke, they wouldn't be in the ICU for all the problems that that, like, where does this end? And so that's where it comes back to the mandates. Like, we all should have the capabilities to make decisions. Now, we should all also have access to great information. Like right now, I think it's pretty clear that based on some of the numbers that if you're unvaccinated, it appears that if you're older and unvaccinated, it is much worse for you than if you are vaccinated. So take that information and do with it what you choose, right? Like, that's just what it appears from what I can see. But if you're young and you're healthy, most likely, like, COVID has, like, I saw on the National Institute of Health, like a 0.1% chance of actually killing you. Like, literally, like, less than a car accident, right? And so, like, these are the decisions that you make based on information, not by being mandated. And so I tell you all of this because I want people to be empowered to stand up for what they believe in and not feel like they can't say what they believe in for ridicule or for retribution, you know, being fired, anything like that. Like, no, I think we should be free to say what we want. There's also, with freedom comes responsibility. If you're posting crazy stuff on social media all the time and it reflects poorly upon your company, I do also believe they have the ability to fire you. So there is that weighing game, right? Like, one of the reasons why I wanted to start my business and not work for the company I used to, because I wanted the freedom to say whatever the hell I wanted to, right? Like, I didn't want my livelihood tied to if I say something wrong on social media. That was a different path for me. That was important to me to be able to put the messages out and the opinions out that I do. So all that I would say, though, guys, is you have to at some point realize, like, the way that this stuff continues to snowball is for good people to do nothing, for you to not stand up against things that you think are wrong. That's how this stuff just continues to snowball. And so, again, coming back to my conversation this week, it was like, you know what? I've told my kids to stand up for what they believe in. I told my kids to, if a bully comes after you, to go back at that bully. Like, how much of a hypocrite would I be to just be like, oh, I'm okay with just being talked this way and being, you know, nope, sorry, not going to happen. I don't care if it's people I love or not. Like, at a certain point, we have to be convicted in what we believe and we have to be willing to stand up for that. That is, again, back to the questions that I get. That's how this ends. That is how all of this ends, is by being convicted and acting and being vocal about it. So if you've been struggling on, like, what do I do? How do I proceed from here? Like what do I do if I don't agree with what's going on? Again, the answer is something, anything. It might be social media for you. It might be conversations with people, but have the hard conversations. Have conflict. It's okay. Conflict is okay. Conflict is how we get past stuff. But the last thing you ever want to do is just to always cower down in those situations. So I hope this helps. Maybe there's some of you out there have been wondering this. I know there are people that message me this, and I hope this helps. And maybe it gives you the courage and the confidence to stand up even in those uncomfortable times. All right, everybody, have an awesome day. Have an awesome weekend. Talk to you next week.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.